We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wake up each day to This Morning, America's First News, weekdays at 5 on Talk 1370.
Welcome to Real Talk Radio. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370, the right choice. And ladies and gentlemen, we're having hearings going on right now. You know the hearings are not going well for the left when CNN refuses to carry them, but Fox is carrying them, and Jim Cardle, DiFi herself, is calling for not less censorship, but more censorship. Now, Jack Dorsey from Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook are there. They're being grilled by both sides. It's like butterflies and you know, just snowflakes when the left is grilling these guys. But then Mike Lee comes on and he says, "What is going on here?" He says, "You make hundreds and hundreds of mistakes in censoring, and you've admitted it. And virtually every single one of those mistakes has benefited the Democrat Party instead of the Republican Party." And Jim Cardle, the Texas Insider at texasinsider.org. I've got a piece here from the Colorado Springs Gazette. I want to give you some stuff from in just a moment. But I've got to tell you, the media failed us in this election, and the media failed us big time.
Oh, that's the understatement of the year. And it depends on what the definition of us is. The media didn't fail Joe Biden in his campaign. They absolutely succeeded in essentially being the campaign. So you're right. It's an understatement to say that the media is out of the closet. It's an understatement to say that they have presented anything but advocacy and a biased leaning towards Joe Biden. That's been clear as the nose on her face. And you're right. The throw right in there with them, Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook and Jack Dorsey over at Twitter. I remember seeing 4 years ago, I've still got them on the floor of my office. I need to dig those out of the pile somewhere. Remember how in early 2017, after the November 2016 presidential election, there were leaks about all these employees at Google having staff meetings where they said, "We're never going to let this happen. We can skew the vote by our coverage, at least by 3 or 4 or 5%. That would change the election." And I remember here about 3 weeks ago when Twitter had said that they were not going to be doing any censoring, and yet Donald Trump says we ought to have an election that adheres to the Constitution, and he quotes the Constitution, and they took that down. So, you know, Facebook and Twitter, they said a couple months ago that they'd guard their platforms from manipulating foreign governments are always thrown in there. Mm-hmm. But you're right. DiFi, you mentioned, is the Democrat senator from California. They've managed to get under the skin of both sides. So,
well, some of the things Dianne Feinstein was saying this morning, and I had a chance to listen to it in my car on Sirius XM, mm-hmm. Fox, CNN, MSNBC. I have them all right there in a row. Checked over to CNN. They're not carrying it, but Fox is carrying it. And DiFi is just so mild and meek to Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. And she's saying, "What can you do to better make sure that all this misinformation and voter suppression is not out there?" In other words, she meant, how can we censor Republicans even more? And then Mike Lee comes on and basically follows up on what Lindsey Graham had said earlier.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham had said, "Do either one of you guys work for the New York Post?" And they said, well, no. And they said, well, then how come you get to be the New York Post editor? They're referring, of course, to Hunter Biden. Now, let me
Hold on. They took down the New York Post.
They took down the New York Post.
Posting and their Twitter and Facebook pages as if that is
as if they were the editor.
Yes.
All right, guys, let's rack up cut number two. This is a quick cut. I think it's only a few seconds here. And this goes back to right after the election on November 8th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, at that time, thought he was going to be the new majority leader, and he was screaming at a Joe Biden victory celebration without a mask on. Then he saw the cameras. The minute he saw the cameras, he put a mask on. Listen to what he said. Cut number two.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can
you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
All right, first we take Georgia, then we change the world, and somebody says, can you repeat what you just said? He puts a mask on. The second time he says, we take Georgia, that's he's referring to the January 5th special election, and then we take the world. I want to ask you, before I get to the Colorado Springs Gazette, Mr. Cardle, if the country of America over the last 4 years with Donald Trump as president of the United States has been in pretty darn good shape. Lowest unemployment for blacks and Hispanics ever. Best economy the United States has ever had. Trump's the first president in a long time not to take us into some never-ending foreign war. Peace treaties. I mean, you could just go down the list and down the list and down the list. So my question to you is, when the guy who thinks he's about to be the Senate Majority Leader says, we'll take Georgia, then we will change the world, then we will change America.
Yep.
Isn't it incumbent upon the news media to ask him, what are you talking about? What? And then report to us on what he's going to do to change the best situation, a booming economy, and he's going to change it.
Well, I tell you, I worked on Capitol Hill back when old Chuck Schumer was a member of the House of Representatives. He's a real nincompoop, is about the only way to summarize Chuck Schumer. And obviously what he's talking about there is that he's intending to use the coronavirus. First of all, they've done it here to get the election boogered and call for all these absentee ballots, number one. And it reminds me of old James Clyburn from South Carolina, the number three ranking Democrat in the House, who essentially handed the primary season to Joe Biden back during the primaries when Biden was literally dead in the water, about to have to drop out, and he delivered all the African Americans in South Carolina. But James Clyburn said in a conference call with the Republican caucus, now is the time where we should use this opportunity, meaning the coronavirus pandemic that's hurting the rest of America. We should use this opportunity to make all the changes we want. That's what Nancy Pelosi has been trying to do with legislation, to put all these extemporaneous ideas into COVID relief. But he's clearly, this is what Democrats do. They load things up. They think they're going to go in and bring left coast money. Who knows where the money's going to come from to try and buy that Georgia election? We've got questions about the validity of the voting machines that we're going to talk to Larry Ward with political media about here in a little bit. So, yeah, they're executing their plan, Lynn
Woolley,
and they're doing a good job of it.
In the Colorado Springs Gazette, I'm going to try to work in here real quick. Four bullet points. Number one, there is no evidence of widespread fraud in the election, Associated Press. Bullet point, the president and his allies have baselessly claimed that there was rampant voter fraud that stole victory, New York Times. Third bullet point, Trump's barrage of new claims of voter fraud have been disproved, a Washington Post headline. And finally, on CNN, President Trump continues to baselessly contest the election. The Colorado Springs Gazette, which may be the best paper in the country, says these are the same media organizations that never stop pursuing what it calls the tinfoil hat Russian interference claim, even after a year-long special. Do they
never
now use words like disprove, no evidence, and baseless to describe the Russia collusion hoax? No, they don't. All right. Cardle and Woolley are brought to you by IBC Bank. We do more so you can do more. Member FDIC. Jim and I will be right back. Don't go away.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sound off on the latest issues with the Talk Poll.
All I found myself doing was nodding my head. Yes.
Online now at talk1370.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Texas Insider Show with Cardle and Woolley, live and local. Be sure and check us out. We're streaming now at the radio.com app. Just tell your smart speaker to play Talk 1370. And, of course, we're brought to you by IBC Bank, where we do more so you can do more. They're a member of the FDIC. And don't miss the opportunity to call in as well. Our studio call-in line is 512-643-5483. Or for you Aggies and Left Coasters, that would be 512-643-LIVE. And Lynn, we were talking about a number of things there in the first segment, in particular here, some of the media bias and that type of thing. And an old friend of the show and a friend of the Texas Insider is Larry Ward from Political Media up in Washington, D.C., real inside source up there that actually broke the story on some of this Dominion voting machine irregularities. And Larry, before I have you say anything, I want to go back to a statistic I've been quoting. This is, to me, the epitome of what we're talking about with these voting machines. There was, in the state of Michigan, a U.S. Senate race and, of course, the presidential race. And in the state of Michigan, the difference between Donald Trump's vote total and the GOP Senate candidate vote total was a massive 7,000 votes. But yet the difference between Joe Biden's vote total and the Democrat senator's vote total was a surprising 70,000 votes. Somehow Joe Biden racked up that big of a difference. Larry Ward, how's things going? And tell us about this breaking story you've got with these voting machines.
Well, it's not breaking anymore. We broke it last Friday. And Dominion Voting Systems, as a company, the name kind of popped into the atmosphere right after Antrim County acknowledged that the problem had to do with these voting machines.
Antrim County up in Michigan, correct?
Up in Michigan. That flipped the votes from Trump to Biden. And so it also rang a bell when I read it, because some members of my team were working on a race in Texas for a member who lost in 2018, which I will go on a name. But we looked at some of the metadata and the vote totals in that race, and found there was a whole bunch of stuff that was very questionable. And the name Dominion Voting Systems and Smartmatic came up. And so they started looking into it, and the ownership of that was very suspect. It never went further than that in 2018, but fast forward to 2020, we went back and we looked at the ownership of Dominion Voting Systems. And Dominion Voting Systems is run by a guy named John Paulos. John Paulos was brought up in front of Congress about using foreign components, most concerning Chinese components in their voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, they asked him a bunch of questions and really nothing, as many things happen in Congress, no follow through, no follow up, no nothing.
Of course.
But he was brought up because of these Chinese components. Well, then we look a little further and find out John Paulos is just kind of the president of this brand. It's a Toronto company that has an office in Denver, Colorado. I don't even know if it's a real office or one of those virtual offices because the company is based in Toronto. And their software was built down in Argentina for Hugo Chavez.
Okay, Larry, though, without getting into the weeds, tell us these machines are vulnerable and they're manipulable, right?
They were designed to steal votes.
Really?
It is not, as Sidney Powell said, it's not a glitch, it's a feature.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's they're designed to steal votes. They were designed for Hugo Chavez to manipulate votes not only in his country but in all of Central and South America.
All right, Larry, Lynn Woolley here. Let me jump in and ask you a question about that and see if you know anything about this. The Epoch Times is reporting this morning that there may be ties with Senator Dianne Feinstein to Dominion.
And
also
others.
Talked about that this company, Dominion, had made apparently a significant donation to the Clinton Foundation. And also a former staffer of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was hired as their lobbyist. What does all that mean?
All of that is true, and I'll go even further. The parent company of Dominion Voting Systems is a company named, and I haven't seen much really written about this guy, but this guy has got to be looked into. It's Staple Street Capital.
Okay.
Staple Street Capital is owned by a guy named William Kennard. Now, if that name rings a bell, anybody, it should. He was the FCC chairman under Bill Clinton.
Federal Election Commission chairman, which tracks all the campaign donations. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that's the FEC, but the FCC.
Oh, communications.
Is the communications, gotcha. Which gives out the communication license. Of course, he was around there at the very important time when the internet rules were being written. And on top of that, he was also Obama's ambassador to the EU. So he's tied to the Obamas and to the Clintons. He's also just got a promotion and is now the chairman of the board to AT&T.
Chairman of the board sounds awful swampy to me.
Chairman of the board for AT&T. That's who this guy is, William Kennard. Now, this guy owns the company. He's the primary shareholder, I believe, in the company for Dominion Voting Systems. Other people may have interest in it. They may have interest in it through Staple Street Capital as well.
Mm.
But these are the people counting our votes.
All right. So Larry, Lynn again here. The firm confirmed that it made a donation during a Clinton Global Initiative meeting back in 2014, but it asserted it has no company owner relationship with any member of the Pelosi family or the Feinstein family. This sounds like a Democrat-run operation, just like the New York Times or the Austin American Stateswoman, as we now call it. So let me ask you this. Here's a specific question. We have seen conservative sites and make much of this, and liberal places like CNN won't even touch it. But Trump campaign attorney Sidney Powell over the weekend alleged that Smartmatic, which is another one of these machines, and Dominion were used to bolster Biden over Trump. Does she know something even beyond what you know, or is this the information that she's going to use when she says she's going to overturn several states?
Well, you know, I think this is part of the information that she knows. Smartmatic is and Dominion, they are tied. All of the voting machine companies are tied. I've also been doing some research on the Seidel company. I heard Louis Gohmert mention it on Saturday at the Million MAGA March, which was fantastic, by the way. And the Seidel company. Is where all of the data from these voting machines, they go into Seidel and his early votes and all the election day votes are housed there and then returned for counting, for aggregate counting. What's interesting about this CITL is it does not reside in the United States. It resides in Frankfurt, Germany. You want to talk about foreign interference in our elections? Why in the world are we sending our voter data to Frankfurt, Germany?
Good question.
And what makes this interesting? What makes this interesting is the Army and the FBI apparently went in and seized all of CITL's equipment and records days after the election. Of course, they're not, obviously, the FBI, and as polluted as they are, they're probably not there to uncover something. They're there to cover up something.
All right, Larry, a question very bluntly. Is Joe Biden the legitimate president-elect of the United States?
Absolutely. 100% no. Joe Biden stole this election. Whether or not we're going to be able to have any legal, we'll have any legal ramifications, I don't know. You know, quite frankly, I really want to believe in Bill Barr and John Durham. I don't anymore. I've got very little faith in them. They had an opportunity right after the election. If you wanted to wait till after the election, okay, I get that. You wait till after the election. Where's the Russia hoax investigation?
Yeah.
Where is the now? If Bill Barr sent out prosecutors to check into voter fraud, that sounded great when he said it. Sounded awesome. But the prosecutors, according to the report, have all come back and said, we found nothing. Well, let me ask you something. If everybody, all of these citizen journalists that are out there doing incredible work, finding these statistical anomalies, finding these patterns of vote fraud, what we're doing is we're putting posters out in Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Milwaukee, offering $10,000 reward for any information that leads to the arrest and conviction of a voter fraud case. So that's what we're doing. So you've got all of these people who are crowdsourcing and coming up with evidence upon evidence upon evidence of massive voter fraud. In Fulton County today, 2,600 votes were found, and it gave Trump another 800 vote swing to Trump. In Nevada, they are throwing away an election of a Democrat on Democrat in Clark County, which is where all the votes mysteriously came in and put Trump, put Biden ahead in Vegas and in Nevada. Now, they're throwing away the election of a Democrat versus Democrat. That was on the same ballots that the presidential election was in.
Okay, Larry, we got 1 minute left. I want to ask you, so now we're up against a calendar deadline with the legal proceedings moving forward at the speed of a tortoise. What do you think coming down the pike here over the next couple weeks? Are we going to see any court activity?
We have to. And here's what has to happen. It doesn't have to be just court activity. Really, the play is in state legislators.
Okay.
And you need to call the state legislators in all of these swing states and demand that they do not seat. I don't care. They do not seat electors. They do not have to send electors. Matter of fact, they can say we're not sending electors. And if those electors don't go, Joe Biden's under 269. The election goes to the House of Representatives. Every state gets a vote. And, one would think Trump will win.
Well, brilliant minds think alike. We've been calling for
Larry,
the same thing.
Ten seconds is all we've got left. 10 seconds. When will the AP, CNN, MSNBC, NYT, WAPO, when will they be forced to run this story?
Never.
Well, you did that in under 10 seconds, and I think you did it absolutely appropriately.
Thanks a bunch, Larry.
Thank you so much. Larry Ward with PoliticalMedia.com. .com on those Dominion voting machines. All right, that's quite a revelation. We find out now that just as some newspapers are Democrat-run, so are these voting machines. Talk 1370, The Right Choice, Cardell and Woolley. We're back right after this.
My Tuesday edition Sean Hannity Show, checking the signatures now developing into a bigger issue. Lindsey Graham, Matt Towery, and much, much more. All coming up, news you won't get from the mob, Tuesday edition Sean Hannity Show.
Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
Welcome back to Real Talk Radio. It's Cardell and Woolley, the Texas Insider, Talk 1370, the right choice, and we are streaming live right now at the radio.com app. That means we are worldwide, Mr. Cardell. Larry Ward, what he was revealing there, and we were breaking news right and breaking it left there, and one of the things that struck me of what he said was, and looking at this Epoch Times piece that just falls right in with this, and he totally confirmed what the Epoch Times is reporting this morning. There's a Dianne Feinstein connection to Dominion. There's a Nancy Pelosi connection. There's a Bill and Hillary Clinton connection to Dominion. And then did you hear him say, these voting machines were not designed to count votes. These voting machines were designed to steal votes.
He said, I think precisely that the vote alteration problem was not, in fact, a glitch. It was a feature of the machine. And I'm telling you, Lynn, I was thinking about this over the weekend, and we're all focused on, you know, is this a win for Donald Trump or is this a win for Joe Biden? And that is not the most important thing about this. The most important thing is always not the votes themselves, but who counts the votes. And what's really going on here is we need to find and convict and get to the bottom of the swampy fraud and lawlessness. And this is what Democrats do. They don't consider stealing and vote fraud and vote manipulation anything untoward or anything that's off the table. As a matter of fact, if you look in Philadelphia and Georgia and Detroit, some of these other cities, I saw in Pennsylvania that the state knew there were 21,000 dead people on the Pennsylvania voter rolls years in advance, but yet they failed to do anything about it. And now Trump's losing by about 40,000 votes up there. There's been batches upon batches. The Pennsylvania Democrat Party predicted that there were 580,000 uncounted mail-in ballots floating around. So this is what Sidney Powell's talking about when she says, we're going to overturn the ballot, the vote results in numerous states. And I'm telling you, the U.S. Constitution could not be clear that state legislatures are to set the rules, and it's going to go to the courts, obviously. But here we've got 10 counties in Pennsylvania with over 265,000 registered voters that have bad addresses. That's before you get to these voting machines that have manipulation as a feature, not as a glitch.
Well, I've got a great idea. Let's put Attorney General Barr and his investigator, John Durham, on this. Boy, those guys are great. When they go after somebody, they come back with results. You get indictments. No, you don't. My friend Ben Barrett told me 6 months ago, nothing will come of the Durham investigation. And everybody on Fox News was waiting with bated breath about the Durham investigation. Guess what? It's over. There's no more Durham investigation. No, nobody's going to pay a price for anything. Now, let me get to back to this Colorado Springs Gazette editorial. Let me read you one of their final paragraphs. It's the penultimate one. Yet a week past the election, ahead of any formal investigation, the elite media has ruled all lawsuits, including those not yet filed, have no merit because there is no evidence, and there never will be. Because why? Because we ain't gonna look.
Oh, now, my gosh. There's an abundance of evidence.
Of course there is. But if we don't have our media, remember, they're called the fourth estate for a reason. And if we don't have our media watching out to keep both sides, hold their feet to the fire, Republicans and Democrats, but they won't do it. We had endless panels on CNN for 4 years about Russian collusion, turned out to be a complete hoax. Have they had their first panel on Dominion voting machines? I ask you, Jim Cardell.
Of course not. And now they are wanting us to heal. Where have they been the last 4 years when we've been trying to heal and give the president, duly elected president?
Yeah, they steal. We're supposed to heal.
And yet this is why Sidney Powell, the former federal prosecutor, now a member of the Trump campaign legal team, said that, quote, I have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming through a fire hose, that you can stick a thumb drive. And as we had Dan Patrick on the show the other day, but did you hear him on Kilmeade? On Talk 1370 yesterday? On Hannity. He's been everywhere saying that Texas tested these machines. And one of the technology staffers for the state of Texas downloaded the information to his cell phone undetected. They're a feature. I love that idea.
Isn't that crazy?
It's not a glitch. It's a feature of these voting machines.
All right. The big loser in this last election was not Trump. Trump's going to run the Republican Party for at least four more years and may run and may get another term in office. It's the media. Now, Tucker Carlson has played a part in this. Tucker Carlson is averaging 5.36 million viewers in the month of October. This is the highest of any show in cable news history. And
wow.
Yet there are rumors that Tucker is leaving.
Which he dispelled.
Let's hear it from him. This is from last night. Cut one, Tucker Carlson.
Before we get to the next segment, a quick note about this show. Over the weekend, we got a lot of calls asking if we're leaving Fox News. Ironically, at that very moment, we are working on a project to expand the amount of reporting and analysis we do in this hour across other parts of the company. This show is not going anywhere. It's getting bigger. The people who run Fox News want more of it, not less, and we are grateful for that. We'll have specifics soon. But as always, thank you for your trust in us. We'll do our best to be worthy of it.
Yeah, well, it's like Fox News is not going to get rid of their number one show, I wouldn't think. But here's the thing. Fox News may have Tucker. They may have Hannity, and they've got Ingram, but they're hurting some other places. People are mad at Neil Cavuto. I mean, they're just livid at Cavuto. They're
dropped call the other day.
Well, he dropped out of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany's press conference saying, whoa, 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 I think we have to be clear. She's charging the other side as welcoming fraud. Well, duh. Listen to what Larry Ward just said.
I got to make a point, Lynn, that occurred to me while you were introducing this subject or laying some groundwork here. I had pop in my mind. Remember a month ago when Hillary Rodham Clinton said that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstance?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We're talking about these voting machines
yep.
that now received a contribution from the Clinton Foundation?
Yep.
Donald Trump's doing exactly what Hillary Clinton said Joe Biden should do. Exactly. Never, never concede. And yet, when she said it, nobody said it was, you know, questionable or un-American or that's what Americans are. But yet Donald Trump does the exact same thing. And it's as if he's got a third eye in his forehead and he's trying to steal the election himself.
All right. Cut number six, Bill Maher on Real Time on HBO. On this clip, Maher is talking about liberals and the way they're acting right now. Do they want to run off half the country? Bill Maher, cut six.
And finally, new rule with two Senate seats in Georgia still possible, seats that will make the difference between gridlock and progress. Democrats must figure out why so many voters still say to them, you're good enough, you're smart enough, but doggone it, we don't like you. Under the headline, something went wrong. The New York Times described a post-election conference call between Democratic leaders where they wept, cursed, and traded blame. Wait, I thought we won this one.
Okay, Mr. Carl, what he's saying is, yes, we won the presidency. I don't think they did. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we still basically lost the election. They won a battle, lost the war.
Oh, absolutely. They got their clock cleaned down ballot in state legislatures across the country. The voters can... You know, the voters had their little radars up and their horse hockey detectors going full time, and they recognized that the phrase Democrat socialist really means something other than what our history and our founding would indicate. And they, here in Texas, was the prime example. They were supposed to flip the state house so they could have an input in redistricting. They were supposed to win the Senate. The pollsters all helped with it. And other than what you're saying, Lynn, the questionable presidential thing, Nancy Pelosi's barely going to be able to get the votes to be House Speaker again. They absolutely were turned out. It was an abysmal election.
All right, Cardle and Woolley, we will be right back on Real Talk Radio. Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
Get breaking news and headlines in your email.
Email it.
Become a Talk Insider at talk1370.com. Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
folks. More information in less time than any other radio station in Austin. This is Real Talk Radio. Talk 1370, the right choice. Tell your smart speaker, play Talk 1370. Cardle and Woolley here. Very quickly, let's listen to what the illegitimate president-elect and the illegitimate vice president-elect were saying yesterday. Now, we've had so many more governors coming out and saying that they are going to put restrictions on the movement of people because of COVID. And here's a quote, more people may die. Biden urges Trump to aid the transition. In other words, Biden saying, if I don't get my way, people are going to die. Biden was at a briefing yesterday. I think it was in Delaware.
It was.
And, yeah, this is cut number three. Joe Biden.
Look, it depends on the state. What I failed to mention earlier is the enormous respect I have for conservative Republican governors who stepped up and issued mandates for wearing masks in North Dakota. One of the leaders in this area has been the Republican governor in Ohio. In addition to the folks who've already been leading, like the governor of Michigan. I mean, you know, the idea that president's now existing, remaining advisor on COVID is saying that they should resist. What the hell's the matter with these guys?
Yeah.
What's the matter with them?
What's the matter with them when they won't just tell people exactly what people can do? Let's skip ahead to cut five. Senator Kamala Harris. it's a part of speech and then law. All right. Talking about priorities of the transition. And she says when it comes to COVID, well, of course, minorities are taking the brunt of it.
We had an important conversation about the impact that this pandemic has had on workers, especially essential workers, frontline workers, who have risked their own health and the health of their families, and many whom have given their own lives to keep us safe and keep our economy running. And we all know that this pandemic and this recession have hit communities of color particularly hard. Black Americans and Latinos are three times as likely to contract COVID as others and more likely to die. Native Americans are more than four times as likely to be hospitalized as others. And last month, the unemployment rate for Black Americans was almost twice the rate of others.
Yeah, it's like world ends, minorities hit hardest. I think we're all hit hard by things like this, Mr. Cardle. And it seems like that Vice President Harris, if that's what she becomes, illegitimate Vice President Harris, in my opinion, everything's going to be race-based. Now, before we analyze this, let's go ahead and take the clip of Biden. It's cut number four, and Biden's talking about Trump not conceding.
I interpret that as Trumpism. no change in his modus operandi. I think the pressure will continue to build. Look, I'm having a lot of meetings with world leaders on the telephone. I cannot get into negotiating with them about things that are going to be done, but they're calling with some degree of enthusiasm. Everyone from the Holy Father to prime ministers across the globe. And so we're moving along knowing what the outcome will be. And as I said earlier, and I probably shouldn't repeat it, but I find this more embarrassing for the country than debilitating for my ability to get started.
I tell you, Lynn Woolley, that's just, he's given Barack Obama a run for his money.
Can I ask you a question, though?
800-page.
He's meeting with world leaders, taking calls from world leaders?
Exactly.
Isn't that a violation of the Hatch Act? And didn't he just plead guilty to violating the Hatch Act? And shouldn't Michael Flynn demand that somebody come and put him in chains?
Or Donald Trump, that's exactly what they impeached Donald Trump for, is talking to world leaders when it's not their position and it's a misrepresentation of their official duties on behalf of the federal government and the United States of America. This is about to be the biggest public health. The federal government, through Operation Warp Speed, is gearing up for the biggest vaccination distribution effort in our nation's history. It's a monumental effort, and it's going to be difficult to pull off. And what do these people do is they fall back to racism. And I don't think Joe sounded like he's sounding like I'm sounding most of the time, that he can't get a sentence out without stopping two or three times and saying that it's going to be the case that more people will die if they don't, the Trump administration, don't transition over to the Biden administration. Are you kidding me? The world doesn't revolve around Joe Biden. The virus isn't contingent upon Joe Biden. And for
Kamala, or race.
And for Kamala Harris to be talking, how about the people over in East Austin that are suffering because the Austin City Council cut back on the police, defunded the police? Or how about the millions of Americans who are having to homeschool their kids? Did you see the story in the Austin Front Page Statesman story the other day that talked about how 56% of students in the Austin ISD are failing with this remote? That's real repercussions.
Stony Point High School is shut down right now. And, you know,
and this is their shutdown.
Online learning, the younger you are, the harder it is to learn.
Absolutely.
Online.
It's just the world being turned on its head. Again, there's nothing common about common sense when it's coming from this quote-unquote transition. When it comes to this election, what we're seeing, even Art Acevedo said the other day that the reason the Democrats didn't win in the state or across the nation was because of the Jimmy Flanagan's and the Austin City Council folks saying that we ought to defund the police. Americans don't want a defunded police. They want a better police. They want a safer neighborhood, not a defunded police not patrolling their neighborhood. This is absolutely the world turned on its head, and you can tell it gets my
It gets all of us. Here in Austin, we've not only got this defund the police thing to deal with, and we've not only got transportation problems, but now we've got a proposal to widen I-35 to 20 lanes through downtown, to 20 lanes. If you don't know James Rambin, get to know him. James is the proprietor of austin.towers.net. It's a great website if you want to know what's going on in downtown Austin. He says adding lanes to the highway will not solve the problem of traffic congestion. He says it's because of the phenomenon of induced demand. What that just means is that no matter how many lanes you build, they'll get full.
Yep.
It doesn't make any difference how many lanes you build. And I wrote this out in the column when I downloaded his article today from Austin Towers. I think it's too late. This would be a disaster. You think we have gridlock now? Wait till they knock down the overhead lanes over I-35. I'm trying to get here to talk 1370. From the northern side of town, oh my gosh, I'll sit in Round Rock for 5 hours.
Yeah.
I love Round Rock, by the way.
And as you were trying to say there, the gridlock lanes or the gridlock lanes or whatever.
Yeah, whatever I was trying to say.
And
can you imagine if they completely destroy the freeway through downtown Austin?
And we should point out, Lynn, this is total. What we're talking about is a TxDOT, State of Texas Department of Transportation. It's totally different than the Prop A boondoggle that we all just signed ourselves up for, and $4 billion for Cap Metro. This is different than that. What happened yesterday is the Texas Department of Transportation came out. They're taking comments, folks. If you have any comments, and that does include, as Lynn Woolley just said, knocking down the upper deck and involving billions of dollars. They'd start construction, I think it said, in 2020. How to get traffic through downtown Austin, which I heard once is, you know, Highway 35 interstate runs from Laredo and Mexico all the way up to Lake Superior in Minnesota.
Yeah, this is where you stop and wait, right here.
And that's my point. Austin has the most deadliest stretch of that entire lane. So the public testimony segment is open. It starts now and goes through to December 12th. Let TxDOT know there's three options.
All right.
One of which is a no build option.
All right.
So.
Yeah. One of them is don't do anything, which is what I think we ought to do. But here's the thing. One of these from a local group called Reconnect Austin is to freaking dig a hole and bury the entire highway. Just put it completely underground.
And
so when you go through Austin, you don't see the skyscrapers. You don't see the city. You don't see the football stadium.
Yep.
You don't see the Irwin City. Well, it'll be torn down anyway. So they want to bury the highway and then, I guess, plant some kind of a flower garden on top of it?
Well, you know, I-35, it used to be called East Avenue when my partner in crime at the Texas Insider, Gil Rodriguez, grew up here. His father helped build a lot of the homes that are now being torn down over in East Austin. It's previously been where the racist line for the city of Austin happened back in the 1920s and so forth. But did you also see Lynn Woolley, who's got a tunneling company suddenly incorporated?
Not
the
Flanagan.
Other.
Who is?
It was in the Austin Statesman.
Who is it?
It was Elon Musk.
Oh, my God. That's right. I saw that.
Yep.
The guy that owns Tesla and...
But the point is that Greg Abbott and Republicans have made, we got a problem. We have to figure out how to govern, how to move people, how to grow. We're the nation's 11th largest city now. We're so proud of it. You'd think we'd be able to get started and get these things done.
How about an eastern bypass? I mean, we have MOPAC on one side, then we got I-35.
And 183
and we got the airport over on the
there.
Other side. Got 183, and they're working on that, but it's all going to be toll roads. And Abbott is on record saying he doesn't want more toll roads.
None of these would be toll roads, by the way. That's very important.
Yeah,
they would be managed traffic lanes, but...
Can we get the governor on here to talk about this?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do that.
I've got it on my checklist and put in a phone call this afternoon to good Governor Greg Abbott as we put the plug in the jug.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is what we are going to have to do. This has been a fast-moving hour. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. Talk 1370, The Right Choice, Real Talk Radio from Jim Cardle, Lynn Woolley. By the way, I'm Lynn Woolley. I'm the Secretary of Logic saying be logical and remember, you're either an insider
or you're not, folks. I'm Jim Cardle. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow lunchtime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.